So the Feast of Guardian Angels today is what we celebrate. And, you know, I mentioned on Friday when we had the Feast of the Archangels that the angels surround us. And so I reiterate that. And I'm going to refer to the book of Exodus. In the book of Exodus, it says, God says, "See, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way." And he speaks this really to the whole nation. And that applies to us as well. In the words of Psalm 91, we hear, "For the Lord will give his angel charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Psalm 91. And this is actually the psalm that the devil tempted Jesus with, telling Jesus to jump off the temple because the angels will guard him. And Jesus said, you know, you don't put the Lord to the test. And we don't put the Lord to the test, even though God has given us angels to guard us. That doesn't excuse us from being wise and prudent in our actions and our decisions. You know, the angels deliver messages. That's what they do. They're messengers. They are spirits around the throne of God, and they've been given the commission to deliver messages, and that's really when they take on the function of angel. And you know, we join the angels here at Mass, and I know that most of you are familiar with this, but let me just make you conscious of it in the immediate sense. When we sing the Holy, Holy, Holy at the end of the preface, you know, "Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest." You know, that is a clue for us that we are joining with the angels in our adoration of God, because that's what the angels do. They are around the throne of God praising his glory. Holy, holy, holy. And heaven and earth come together in the Mass. And we're surrounded here by angels that we don't see with our eyes, but we know by the gift of faith. And that we believe that the Lamb that appears to have been slain on the throne in heaven, adored by all of creation, if you will, that's here with us. And we are surrounded by our personal angels. And what a great gift it is that God has entrusted an angel to us, right? Or has entrusted us to an angel. And say, now, so what are these angels, these guardian angels, you know, how does that work? Because, you know, people still get in accidents. People still do stupid things, right? And so there's a kind of an element of mystery around that. And I'm going to quote Archbishop Laurie here at some length. And he says, "Finally, angels are our protectors, as scripture and tradition attest with one voice. But what does that mean? How do they protect us? Do they prevent illness or accident or calamities? Well, in certain cases, such individualized protection cannot be ruled out. Nonetheless, accidents and tragedies take place every day, to our great regret. So the question arises, what kind of protectors are these angels? It could be said that our angels are sent to us neither to absolve us from making prudent decisions nor to shield us from those crucibles of suffering by which we share in the cross of Christ, as every true disciple inevitably does. Rather, our angels are sent to guide us along the way to eternal salvation, to guide our pilgrim steps through this world so that we might follow the footsteps of Christ, veering neither to the right nor to the left, but straightway to the kingdom. I sometimes think of my poor angel has to function like a border collie, helping keep us on course, indeed to keep me striving to enter through the narrow gate." as Jesus urges us to do in St. Luke's Gospel. And so our angels are to guide us through the narrow gate. What does being guided through the narrow gate look like? It doesn't look like not ever suffering or not ever having a sickness or not ever having a difficulty. In fact, sometimes sickness and difficulties and sufferings are the very things that are going to guide us through the narrow gate. And so we recognize that God gives us an angel, and we pray that we can heed the voice of it. And how do we do that? We have to be silent. We have to be aware. We have to attune ourselves to the mission and the ministry of God's voice. Now, I said this many times. Does God need an angel to speak to us? Can't he just talk to us himself? Of course he can. But you know, the gift of the angels is that, like our own gift, God doesn't need us to do things either, but he gives us the privilege to do them. Right? And we can either do those jobs or not do them. Just as some of the angels said, we will obey, and some of them said, we will not obey. And we call the bad angels demons and the good angels among our guardian angels. So today we pray that we may heed the voice of our angel, heed the voice of God, and be guided on the narrow way, protected from evil, and guided through that narrow way to the gates of heaven.